mentioned okonomiyaki to anyone who has spent time in Japan and watched their eyes light up. The word literally means as you like it. It's a Japanese street food that some refer to as a pizza, but truthfully, it's more like a pancake, a cabbage pancake, laced with whatever you'd like. Writer and former chef David Hagedorn recently looked at the art of this pancake for the Washington Post and joined managing producer Sally Swift to talk over the details.
David, nice to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Sally.
You wrote this piece on this strange Japanese pancake. Can you tell us about it?
Okonomiyaki. It took me a while, don't worry. I was visiting a friend of mine, Chef Allison Swope, at Teaism in Old Town Alexandria. She was my mentor, actually, many years ago at New Heights. I was her sous chef. And she offered me this pancake. She kept talking about it like I knew what it was, and I did the nod, you know, like you do know what it is. And then finally she stopped and we were staring at each other and she said, "You don't know what it is, do you?" I said, "No." So she made one and it was just the most bizarre looking thing. She told me it was a cabbage pancake. And then out came this thing and it had bonito flakes on it.
Bonito, which is the salted, shaved fish?
Shaved, fermented, dried, smoked. And so they're shaved so thin that when you put them on top of anything, they move, they dance. So it looked, the thing looked like alive. It's alive. It's alive. And it had all this mess drizzled all over it, these sauces.
But like the size of a plate or a small
pancake?
Yeah,
the size of a dinner plate. Okay. I mean, that it would fit in the well of a dinner plate. Mm-hmm. And I kept eating it. The more I ate it, the more I wanted to eat. And it was so delicious that it just kind of stuck in my mind that I would do a story on it. And then I started seeing it popping up in different places.
This is the new trend, this Japanese pancake.
Maybe, yeah. It should be. I mean, it's one of those street food things, and that's what's so popular now anyway. Plus, it's inexpensive, so in this economy, that's always a plus.
So how does one go about making an okonomiyaki?
Okonomiyaki. It's actually, the name means as you like it, grilled or griddled, because they're usually made on a flat top or a plancha. And it's basically cabbage and scallions, lots of scallions. And it's held together with a batter, a flour-based batter that's made with dashi, which is the Japanese kelp and bonito broth. And then they put tempura bits in it because the Japanese don't like to waste anything. So
like the remains of tempura batter?
Right.
And so, no egg? Is there egg?
And
in
an
it?
Egg, yeah. Okay. The egg binds the whole lot. And then, so they just, from the serving tempura in restaurants, they would just take all the bits that float to the top and keep them. So you throw those in there. And they're actually a very interesting counterpoint because the cabbage has kind of steamed and softened, and then you get that crunch of the tempura bits in there. It is delicious. And then they put these two sauces on it. The okonomi sauce is basically like a Worcestershire soy sauce ketchup blend. It's very sweet. And then this kewpie mayonnaise, which is their Japanese Hellmann's, say. More like Miracle Whip, actually, because it's very sweet. And it's made with seasoned rice vinegar. So it has that a tang, but that sweetness, too. So they really just go to town drizzling this stuff. Allison did it in hatch marks and then finished it with bonito flakes and scallions.
So is this a regional dish in Japan? Does it exist all over the country and it has different regional takes?
It does exist all over the country. It's kind of like pizza. Some people call it the Japanese pizza, even though it's more like a crepe, really. And there are different styles all over Japan. And if you speak to Japanese people, they'll be very vociferous about this. But the two major styles are Osaka style, which is the kind of pancake that Allison served, and then the Kazakochi from Kaz Sushi Bistro here in Washington that I also consulted. And then the Hiroshima style is more like layers of crepes, and they even throw in some noodles in there sometimes. So it's the whole kitchen table in there. So
it sounds delicious. It sounds like it's the perfect late night, home at midnight, a little hungry.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I made, of course, when I was experimenting with them, I made a lot of them. And they really kind of heat up. Of course, they're not the same as making them fresh, but you can zap them for a few seconds and they're they're okay, especially at 4 a.m.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
David Hagedorn is the co-author of The New Jewish Table with Todd and Ellen Gray. Now, you can find the recipe for okonomiyaki on the website, splendidtable.org.